Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good Sunday morning. This is Shaw Gage on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. It's February 9th, 2025. Glad to be sitting in with you. This morning, we're going to be talking about joy. How do we have joy in our lives? Last week, we were talking about worry and walked away from that going, okay, when we get rid of worry, what do we replace that with? And this morning, we're going to talk about joy and how we can have that joy in our lives. Glad you're with us. Look forward to hanging out with you. Back with you on Mixed Sunday Morning. We're going to be talking about Acts chapter 16, verses 25 through 34 this morning. When it comes to joy in our lives, I want to share this story with you. These verses are really an inspiration to me. We're going to start with verse 25 from Acts 16. It says this, "But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was an earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were loose. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, 'Do not harm yourself, for we are all here.' Then he called for a light, ran in, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, 'Sirs, what must I do to be saved?' So they said, 'Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household.' Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and all that were in his house. And he took them the hour of the night and washed their stripes. And immediately he and all his family were baptized. Now, when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household." Folks, if that's not joy from Paul and Silas sitting in prison, singing and praying to God while they're shackled up, I don't know what is. We're going to come back here in just a few minutes and break that down a little bit. Happy to have you with us on Mix Sunday Morning. Back with you here, Mixed Sunday Morning. This is Shaw. We're going to talk just for a few minutes about a guy from world history you've probably heard of. And he experienced some sorrow and some worry in his life, but he also experienced joy. And he realized that life's not about what happens to you. It's about how you respond to what happens to you and trusting in the Lord that everything's going to be okay. We're talking about St. Patrick. A lot of you celebrate St. Patrick's Day coming up in March, March 17th. Everything's green. But do you know the story behind the story with St. Patrick? When St. Patrick was about 16 years old, he grew up in Great Britain. And his town was raided by some pirates. And these were pirates from Ireland. And they came over and they ransacked the family's farm and home. And they kidnapped St. Patrick as a 16-year-old young man. And they took him captive, put him on the boat, and they took him back to Ireland. And back then, Ireland was not a very pleasant country. A lot of rough people there. And they put him to work. And he was a shepherd, and he worked with the fishing boats and the nets and different things like that. And he had a really tough job as a prisoner, as a kidnapped young man, forced labor, if you will. And they held him against his will for 6 years. And one night in a dream, an angel appeared to St. Patrick and said, "It's time to leave." And so he made a run for it, and he ran down to the coast, and he swam out and saw a boat and jumped in the boat, and they rescued him, and they took him back home to Great Britain. He was reunited with his family, and everything was great. A short time later, St. Patrick had another vision in a dream from an angel. And that angel spoke to St. Patrick and said, "You're going to go to seminary, and you're going to learn everything you need to know, and then you're going to go back to Ireland, and you're going to be a missionary in Ireland." And that's what he ultimately did. St. Patrick went back, and he brought Christianity. He brought the good news of Jesus Christ to the country of Ireland, and he changed that country into a country that loved God. And I think about that story a lot because Here's a guy who was kidnapped, taken against his will to a foreign land, was rescued, but then God said, nope, you're going to go back and you're going to save the people that kidnapped you. Talking about being in a hard spot. But I believe St. Patrick had that joy we're talking about this morning. I believe he trusted in the Lord that everything was going to be okay and that it was bigger than him. And because he was obedient, because he had that joy in his life, he changed not only people, but he changed a country and he changed world history in the fact that today we worship or celebrate St. Patrick on March 17th every year. Think about that next time you hear that name, St. Patrick. If you were kidnapped against your will, if somebody did something to you, why can't you or I have that same joy in our lives when we interact with people on a daily basis? Thanks for listening again. This is Mick Sunday Morning. We're discussing Acts chapter 16. Right now we're talking about verses 27 and 28, and this is after the prison guard has realized that Paul and Silas may not be there anymore. He's woken up. He's been roused from his sleep. He sees that the prison doors are open. Apparently something's happened, and he's just going, oh, my goodness, these guys are gone. And what you got to understand back in this time in the Roman days, if a prison guard allowed prisoners to escape, it was punishable by death. So in Scripture right there, it tells us that the prison guard pulled his own sword out and was about to kill himself. But Paul, being an honorable man, he yelled out to the guard and he said, hey, it's okay. Don't worry about it. We're still here. And the prison guard came in to verify that and was like, can you imagine what this prison guard was thinking? Like, most people would have left. Why would those guys not have run away? But you know what? Paul and Silas did the right thing. They had integrity. They didn't want to be searched for, I guess. They just knew that they needed to be obedient. And they were doing the right thing. And in this situation, it saved a man's life. I mean, it stopped this prison guard from harming himself in any way, shape, or form. But not only did it save the man from that, it also intrigued the prison guard to the point saying, man, what have I got to do to be saved? Like, what? He saw something different about Paul and Silas. And he wanted to know more. And that's my encouragement to us this morning is, do people see things different in you? Do they see how you react? Do they see that you do the right thing at work or at school or wherever it may be? And if you do the right thing, people are going to be drawn to that, and they're going to be curious, and they're going to ask, hey, what's up with that guy or that lady? It's very interesting. Some people will get away with anything, even if they're a believer, but people that have integrity, they're going to do the right thing. You know, the Word tells us we're the salt and we're the light, right? The salt preserves things, and we preserve being the salt. We preserve the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we're light. We draw attention to him, and we shine the light on him. Be encouraged this week. Be joyful. Trust in the Lord that everything's going to be okay. And look, at the end of the day, do the right thing, because you never know who it's going to impact. This is Mick Sunday Morning on Mick 106.5. Shaw sitting in with you. We've been talking about joy this morning, being joyful, replacing that worry in life and being joyful. Y'all, it's really about perspective. It really is. I mean, we can have good days, we can have bad days, but I learned a long time ago, it's not about what happens to you. It's about how you respond to what happens to you. I wasn't in prison, but I'm going to share a story with you guys of something that happened in my life. This was back in 2010. I was a full-time student. I shared some of that a week or two ago about my story about going back to school and getting a teaching degree. Husband, father of three. And I had a weekend job at a Piggly Wiggly in Columbia, Tennessee. And I would work. I would go to school during the week, and I would work Friday nights, Saturday all day, and Sunday all day. And after a few weeks, I became friends with the people at the Piggly Wiggly, and one lady in particular, Miss Barbara. And we became friends, and it really started with this conversation. But she asked me one Sunday morning, she goes, don't you miss being in church with your family on Sunday mornings? And I said, Barbara, I sure do. But I said, the kids are young. And I said, basically, when we go to church, we all go to different parts of the building. You know, our Sunday school classes, I was helping teach a fifth grade class when I was there. And I said, so rather than all go to a building and go to different corners of the building and not see each other, and then me come home and come to work in the afternoons, I'd rather work in the mornings and then get home and be able to spend time with Janet and the boys in the afternoon. And I said, plus, this is temporary, and it's just while I'm in school, so this is not long term. And I said, but on top of that, Barbara, I said, you know, the bricks and the mortar aren't really the church anyway. And she said, what do you mean, Shaw? And I said, well, look, I mean, it's, you know, where people are gathered, that's where he is. And we could have church right here at the Piggly Wiggly. And she looked at me like I was crazy, and she asked me some more about that. And I said, yeah, it's the people that make the church. It's not the bricks and mortar. And I said, you know what, next week I'm going to prepare a little lesson. I'm going to read some scripture, we'll pray together, and we'll call it church. And Miss Barbara looked at me, and she said, you know what, I'll stop and pick us up some biscuits on the way, and we'll call it a Baptist church. So we did that, and it became a thing. And slowly but surely, over the next weeks and months, we had other people from the store that would show up a little bit early. The store opened, I think, at 7 a.m., and we would always have church service about 6:40, get there a little bit early, we'd get the store ready to open, and then we'd break bread together, we'd pray together, we'd share some scripture, and we'd pray for one another. And we had a customer that would come in every week. He'd come in multiple nights a week, and he was usually staggering around. He usually had a few drinks, and he just always had this look about him. And his name was Robert. And I remember asking Robert, we invited Robert to come to the church at the Piggly Wiggly. And he'd always tell us, yeah, I'll be there this Sunday. Yeah, I'll be there this Sunday. Well, weeks fly by and he never comes. And we just keep encouraging. And one Sunday morning at about 6:30, I'm getting up in the manager's booth up there and I'm counting the tills down, getting the money counted, getting everything ready for the day. And I hear a knock on the door. And I look up and there's Robert standing at the door. And I walk over and I unlock it and I let him in. And there's Robert standing in his three-piece suit, shoes shine to the T, wearing his rings on his finger. And he walks in and he says, Mr. Shaw, I'm here for church. And I said, Robert, it is so good to see you this morning. And so Robert came in and he sat down for a few minutes until we got ready. And we had church together and we read some scripture. We prayed together. Robert shared a story about his life, about some struggles he'd been going through, and we prayed over him, and then we broke bread. And he came another time or two, and it was just really a powerful time in life where we realized, hey, we can impact people even though we're not in a certain building with a certain sign on it. We can have church right then and there. And a few months later, probably 7-8 months later, I had left the store, and I was beginning to teach school and wasn't working weekends anymore, and so thankful for that time at the Pig there in Columbia. But I got a call from Miss Barbara, and she said, hey, I want to let you know. Mr. Robert passed away last week. And I said, oh, no. And it really hurt. It made me sad. But I said, Barbara, you know what? I said, we know where he is right now. He's standing with Jesus. And you had a part in that. And it meant a lot to her. It meant a lot to me. And it just was really spoke to me to say, hey, you don't know what anybody's going through. You don't know where they are, but just encourage them. Invite them to church. Invite them to a Bible study. Just share a happy story with them or a thought and encourage one another. Y'all, we're all living this thing together called life. None of us have it figured out. But I found when we come alongside each other and we do that thing and we lift each other up and we pray for one another, it makes all the difference in the world, and you never know who that person is or what they're going through. I share that story. It's twofold. Last night, I was working on the show and what I was going to be saying today, and I had this jotted down that I wanted to talk about the church at the Pig and Miss Barbara and Mr. Robert, and got it all ready and was driving this morning down the road, and I got a text from a friend of mine up there in Columbia, Tennessee, and Miss Barbara, she passed away last night. And it hurt. It was one of those that just kind of made me sad. And I know now Miss Barbara and Mr. Robert are up there together. They're dancing on the tabletops with Jesus. And I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, where she is right now. Because we sat down and we had church together at the Piggly Wiggly. Be encouraged. Tell somebody you love them. Give them a hug. Let them know that everything's going to be okay. We'll be back with you here in just a few. This is Mix Sunday Morning on Mix 106.5. We've been talking this morning about having joy. We're in the book of Acts. Down around verse 30, 31 through 34, we see the reaction of the jailer. You know, and again, we're just pointing back towards the response because he sees something different in Paul and Silas, and his response is, tell me more. He says, what do I need to do to get some of that? And Paul and Silas says it's simple. And I want everybody out there to hear this morning. What do you have to do to get what Jesus gives you? And they tell us right here, it says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. Y'all, it's that simple. All you got to do is believe, trust in him, and he'll take care of everything. Because you know what? Everything is going to be all right. I know it's true in my life when I've trusted him for things. But this jailer, he sees that, and he's excited, and he's curious, and he wants to know more. And so my question to us this morning is, if somebody approached you and said, what's different about you? Do you have an answer? What are you going to tell them? I used to get kind of turned around on that. I say, I just try to be good to people. I try to go to church regularly. All that stuff's important, but it's not nearly as important as believing and trusting in him for your salvation. And it tells us right there in Acts 16:31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household. And this jailer, did he change? I believe he did, because what's the very next thing it talks about? It says, a couple of verses later, it says, and he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. Now, y'all, I'm assuming that to mean that they had stripes on their back from being whipped and beaten. And I assume these jailers, they all had a part in that. You know, can you imagine being in a Roman prison? You were probably not treated very well. Beaten, whipped, spit on, cussed, all that stuff. So the same jailer that had a part in beating these men and putting stripes on their back, he was now washing their stripes. He was now caring for their wounds. That shows you right there that he had a transformation in his life. And he went from putting other people down and not taking them their life seriously at all to going, I've got to take care of people. So, y'all, I believe the jailer genuinely was saved right then and there. And he and his family basically took him in this house and they fed him and they celebrated because they knew that they were saved and that they were going to spend eternity with Jesus. Thanks for listening to us this morning. We'll be right back on Mix Sunday Morning. Talking about joy this morning. Y'all, joy is contagious. You ever been around somebody that's really joyful? They're fun to be around. And you get joyful when you're around that person. I love being around joyful people because, again, it is contagious. Be that joyful person so that people catch it from you and they become joyful. Bottom line, believe and trust in Jesus with whatever's going on in your life. Y'all, we've all got struggles. We've all got concerns. We talked about that last week with worry and letting that go. But replace that worry with joy. And again, a shout out to my dear friend, Miss Barbara, up in Columbia, Tennessee, who she always said, let go and let God. Let go and let God. Because you know what? He'll blow your mind in ways you never dreamed possible. Thanks for listening to us this morning on Mix Sunday Morning. Look forward to seeing you next week on Mix 106.5 Sunday Morning.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.